This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 28, Redefining Kingship, Not So With You. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 10. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in glory." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." James and John make a bold request to rule and reign with Jesus in his glory. It may be good to say that Jesus does not deny them this desire. He intends to share his kingdom and his glory with his followers. But Jesus does reorient their request. Jesus uses the title Son of Man. As we saw yesterday, this title means he is a king with an everlasting kingdom. But Jesus also is redefining our very concepts of king and kingdom. Following Jesus as king means drinking the cup of humble sacrifice and suffering. Our great hope of one day reigning with Christ in glory means that we are called to humbly serve him now. We are right to claim Christ as king and to see ourselves as participants in his kingdom. But our notions of kingship and being rulers need to be cleansed and reclaimed. Our ideas are corrupted by selfishness and sin, which always lead to destruction. Prime ministers and presidents don't refer to themselves as slaves. Raking leaves, changing diapers, delivering meals, or befriending the new kid at school are not on-the-job descriptions of worldly rulers. But reigning in glory with Jesus someday means serving in humility right now. Jesus goes further yet. He not only serves in his life, he loves to the fullest in his sacrificial death, offering himself as a ransom. This is an altogether new kind of king and kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, we want to share in your kingdom's glory. By your Spirit, make us strong enough to share in your servant humility. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.